Thoric held on to Brimmel firmly with one arm as he prepared his footing the best he could. "Get rid of these stepping stones as you cross," he yelled to Gruen as the giant approached the water right behind Evanda. Evanda jumped to the first one, then the second, before closing her eyes and leaping high into the air, trusting that Thoric would catch her. Still carrying Ambrosius, Gruen reached down with his free arm and started grabbing the exposed rocks and flinging them over the falls as he moved across the water. The surging stream only splashed up to his calves, making it easy for him to cross. Thoric reached out with his free hand to catch Evanda's outstretched body. He grabbed her, and in return, she grabbed him. Unfortunately, he lost his footing in doing so. Thoric fell backwards into the water, dragging Evanda and Brimmel with him. By the time Gruen bent down for the second rock, another thrasher had leaped onto his leg. The giant picked up and tossed the rock before swatting the creature off him. Its flailing body splashed into the rushing water before its force quickly carried the creature over the edge and down to the sharp rocks below. Thoric, Evanda, and Brimmel were captured by the rushing water as well. Too far from Gruen to help, they were quickly washed over the edge and out of sight. A moment later, the rope that Thoric had tied onto the safe side of the stream went tight, knocking Wes off his feet as it shifted directions from the water out to the ledge. Emmeline jumped for the rope and attempted to pull it up, but her small body was no match for the weight on the other end. Just as Wes showed up to help, the rope went limp. Their eyes widened with disbelief and concern at the thought of what could have happened. Pulling up the end of the rope, it was still tied onto Brimmel's broken belt.